You have reached our dispatch escalation line. Calls handled on this line are only related to dispatches in progress. If you need information about a historical dispatch or are attempting to have service dispatched, you should hang up and call your program's designated 800 number, as we will not be able to dispatch on this line. Please hold the line for the next available dispatcher to assist with your dispatch in progress request.
All of our customer service representatives are on the phone. You are next in line, so please hold, and a representative will be with you shortly.
I'm on the phone, dude. Yeah.
All of our customer service representatives are on the phone. You are next in line, so please hold, and a representative will be with you shortly.
Nation Safe Drivers, Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is EL. Are you calling me from a safe location, and are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yeah, I'm calling from my home.
Okay. You need roadside assistance today?
Yes, ma'am. If they can help me. I couldn't get hold to the lien holder. You know, I had this problem before, and the lien holder, he came out. And he took care of what it needed to be done. But then I had some other issues where the same thing didn't happen again.
Okay. Are you calling about your car or truck?
It's an SUV.
Okay. I'd be happy to help you if you need, roadside assistance. You need a tow truck or you need your tire changed?
He got one of them a bracket on top of the battery, though, to keep people from stealing. I don't have any tools to get it. I need to take the battery out and get another one, because I don't have the tools to get this. He got a bracket on there, not while you bolt the cables at on the post. It's not the cable problem. He got a metal deal that goes across the top of the battery where it bolted up. Be kind, pop up busy.
So are you calling for a jump start?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I can help you with that if you're calling for a jump start. May I have your first and last name, please?
James Hawkins.
Great, thank you. And what is the callback number that you can be reached at?
Okay. 979-721-3651.
Great. Are you okay to receive mobile text updates on your cell phone today?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Message and data rates may apply.
Be quiet, Duda. You have to excuse my grandbaby. She's eating a piece of birthday cake and she's real naughty.
May I have your member ID, Mr. Hawkins?
My policy number.
Yeah, that would be great.
78/5750585.
Great, thank you.
Come here, okay. Papa's still talking on the phone.
I'm just searching for his member. I appreciate you waiting.
Ma'am?
I'm just searching for your policy. I appreciate you waiting. What city do you live in?
I live in College Station, Texas.
Pardon?
College Station. Where Texas A&M is? College Station, Texas. Duda, be quiet.
Was there a previous address on the policy?
Yeah, but it's a new ad. The previous address on the policies was 401 Harvey Road, apartment 1613. But that address have changed. And on the new policy, when I went in to pay, I had to change. It's 302 Manual Drive B. That's like apartment B, 302B, Manual, M-A-N-U-E-L Drive.
Okay. What's your zip code, please?
77840. Go in there too, with Granny Talk here, too. Go in there, take the cake. No, wait, take it in there.
Great, thank you. Okay, so I didn't find anything for your policy number. The phone number that you provided, is that the number that's on the policy?
Well, I both had changed it. The original phone number was 713-283-605. Be quiet, Duda! Come get out of here! The original phone number was 713-283-6036.
Okay.
What's my phone number? Ma'am?
Do you have the
VIN? Yeah, I got the VIN. Yeah. You ready?
Yeah, whenever you're ready.
J-N-8-A-Z-1-M-W-5-A-W-1-0-5. 6666.
All right. Can you tell me the city again that you live in?
Okay, I'm going to spell it. C-O-L-L-E-G-E Station. S-T-A-T-R-O-N. College Station.
Do you know the effective date that your policy began?
10/19/21. They must don't have nothing in the computer. Or you just verifying it.
Yeah, I have to verify this information. And what is the producer code on your paperwork, please?
What'd you say?
The producer code or the NAIC number?
NAIC number. I'm looking at my, I got my policy card. What?
Or the producer code.
Producer code? It's nothing on my policy to say nothing about no producer code.
It's a four, like a 4-6-digit number.
Where are you supposed to be at?
Well,
it's not on my
paperwork.
It's not on my insurance card, ma'am. I'm just what I'm telling
okay.
you. I got my whole insurance card in my hand.
Okay, so may I ask the year and the make of your vehicle?
Yeah, it's a 2010 Nissan Murano. When you pulled the VIN number up, it didn't tell you the VIN number, should have told you what it was.
That's a Murano, M-U-R-A-N-O.
M-U-R-A-N-O, correct.
And what color is it, please?
It's gray. It's gray, ma'am. It's gray.
Great, thank you. So this call may be set up for you to pay the service provider directly and then send those expenses in for reimbursement consideration. Can I ask you what the issue is with the vehicle and what is the reason for service today?
You said a jump start.
Great, thank you.
I have
did
full coverage insurance.
While...
I have full
sorry,
coverage
sir.
Insurance.
Did your engine stop running while driving?
What did you say?
Did your engine stop running while driving?
No. No.
Is the vehicle back into a parking space?
Listen, ma'am, let me explain something to you. The vehicle had been setting up at the land holder, Extreme Auto Sale, where I bought it. It had been setting up. I went, got it, and drove it on so the appraiser can come and check it out. It'd been involved in an incident. So the appraiser came out. It crunked up. It crunked up. So.
Okay, I just have some.
But then I went back. I went back to try to crank it. It wouldn't do nothing. It did like it did before. I think it's the battery.
Right.
I knew it's the battery.
Okay. I have some questions that I'm just required to ask for the service providers so they get the information they need. So just a few yes or no questions just to help them out, okay?
What is it?
Is the vehicle backed into a parking space?
Backed into a parking space? No. It's drove into a parking space. It's not backed in.
Okay, thank you.
It's not backed in.
Are there other vehicles currently parked around it?
No, it's no. Right now, currently, on my side where I live, I'm the only one there. My neighbor's not home. They live up on. I live in a four-plex apartment.
Okay.
I live in a four-plex. And only one vehicle on the other side. Everybody's only one vehicle on the opposite side of where I'm at. I'm the only one on my side where I park.
Okay.
He
That's
can't miss
great.
Us.
May Tony, I ask you, do you have the keys with you?
Yeah, I have the keys with me.
Okay, great. Keys are on scene with Mr. Hawkins.
Oh, man. Why would... That would be stupid for me to call.
Will you be there when the service provider arrives?
I mean, I'm trying to get it jump started where I can take it where I was going to take it for them to put a battery on them.
Absolutely. So you'll definitely be there, correct?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, thank you. You never know. Don't want you to disappear on them. Okay. Mr. Hawkins, may I ask what city and state your vehicle is in? Is it at home at College Station?
I gave you the address. What address do you have?
Is it at home or is it somewhere else?
No, it's at where I live. But the address is not the same that's showing on the policy.
Yes. Mr. Hawkins, trust me, I'm not looking to get into an argument with you. I just have to ask these questions. And if you don't mind holding, I will reach out and call a tow truck provider who can come and give you a jump start. Okay.
Yeah, I would say trying to make this the issue. This the issue like I be having with the cable people. I tells them my new address, but still they'll go out to the old address. And I be already explained to them not to go out because I'm not at that apartment no more. I'm somewhere else. So this is why I was verifying with you to send at
okay,
the address
well,
I gave you.
I'm happy to help you further today. I just need to ask, how will you be paying for the service at this time? Cash, credit, or debit?
Oh, I suppose that roadside assistance is supposed to be free. I got full coverage insurance.
This call is set up for you to pay the service provider directly and then send in your receipts for reimbursement consideration.
No, I'm not going to pay for them to come out and do that. And I had roadside assistance before. I didn't use roadside assistance with these. I've been with this insurance company. And that even then, I had liability. Man came out, I locked my keys up in the car.
Okay.
I had one
well,
time.
Fine. You can certainly call your service provider and have them, maybe have them call back with you on the line.
Okay, I called my insurance agency, and they the one gave me this number. They say that's the roadside assistance number you call.
Yeah.
I called my insurance. Okay, why should I have
back,
to pay?
They might be able to call here with you on the line. And find your coverage.
No, that's all right. I just wait. I just, you know, all that there is going through all this here. I'm just going, what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask you. Is this office I'm talking out of is part of Fred Lawyer Insurance?
All right. Well,
now I'm
I
asking.
Hope you have a better rest of your day, and thank you.
No,
for
hold on, hold on a minute. I'm saying you part of Fred Lawyer Insurance.
Not with the insurance company. We just dispatched the vehicle.
Oh well, the dispatch. Well, I need to get with somebody else with, you know, cause I never paid for no roadside assistance. I even had my vehicle towed. From another city to another city.
I'm going to be able to help you further with giving you the information that you need to serve.
No, that's okay. Ain't no worry about it. Ain't no worry about it. I just wait. I get somebody to come. I got a family member here come.
Drivers and have a better rest of your day. All the best.
Thank you. For nothing.